flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Billy. The Atlanta Drive Golf Club Report is brought to you by Southern Company, official partner of Atlanta Drive Golf Club, and by the Home Depot, how doers get more done.
First Billy, and foremost, Billy, thank you for the time today. How are you?
Billy. I'm good, boys. How are you?
Good.
Whoo, Billy. Obviously, it was great to win, but we all got to know, all right, the dance. Now, how long did you know you want to do it? How many times did you practice it?
Well, I think I've known I wanted to do it for at least a couple weeks now. And I practiced it, you know, a few times here and there last week in my hotel room. Yeah, let's just say when I was in my hotel room doing it in front of the mirror, it looked a lot better, and I felt like it came off cross a lot better than I did in the walkout. It's not unusual when I do something that I move a hell of a lot faster than I practice it. So it was a lot faster, and it was over quicker than I wanted it to be, I guess, in my mind. So, yeah.
Like they say, like when the lights are on, things kind of speed up, right? It just kind of sped up on you a little bit. I thought it was great.
It was good. I loved it.
I thought it was great.
Listen, I mean, there's a lot of things that you work into, and everything moves quicker, and then everything sort of starts slowing down. But when you do something that you're not accustomed to doing, and that is dancing in front of a camera or trying to dance in front of a camera and copy something that's legendary, it's going to move, you know, at a million miles per hour, and it went fast.
Here's what was cool about it, though, because I chatted with you a few weeks back in mm-hmm. Florida at the media event, and asked you, like, what are you guys going to try to do as the Atlanta Drive to represent Atlanta? And you mentioned a couple things that you did last night, but like, it clearly seems like it was important to you guys to do that. We haven't seen every team doing that for the cities that they represent. It seemed like that was something that mattered to you guys.
Yeah, it did. Listen, Art DeBlanc's been a really good friend of mine for over a decade plus. As I said, I've been to many a Falcons game over the last handful of years. Listen, the Falcons are the number one team I pull for. They've been that way for, like I said, for probably 5 or 6 years now. And so, listen, I may not be from Atlanta, but I have ties there with, AB, with winning the FedEx Cup there in 2014 at East Lake. So, listen, there's ties there to Atlanta, whether it's directly or indirectly. But I think for us to grow this startup, to grow this league, we've got to connect with, our cities, and Atlanta is being one of the best cities that, to be a part of, and just the history and the culture and the music scene and the sports scene. I mean, there's so many things we can connect with. And I think, for me personally, I want to try and bring all that together with this, this new team, Atlanta Drive.
It looked like you guys were having fun last night. Obviously, you come away with the win over New York City. I saw your first drive smacked the hell out of it. Now, when you're hitting the ball the way you are on this simulator thing, does anything throw you off as far as where it lands? Because it looked like the ball, it doesn't roll; it just stops.
Yeah, it doesn't really roll that far. I mean, in the fairways, if it catches a slope, it will. But on the greens, if it's leaning away from that little tier that's on there, it will more likely take a bounce and either spin back or stop where it, you know, after its second or third bounce. So, you know, it's a slight adjustment. But I think the thing is that the numbers and how far the ball goes on the simulator for our match was pretty darn accurate to the tee as it would be if we were on the golf course. The ball speed numbers are the same, how far the ball flew. Everything was very accurate within, I would say, a yard or so. I mean, it wasn't anything crazy numbers.
Wow.
And so, you know, that's something, you know, for the viewers at home to know, like, hey, these are actual – these are our numbers that we actually hit if we were out into the golf course playing.
Billy Horschel joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Pro golfer, a member of the Atlanta Drive, got a win last night in their debut match in the TGL. Like I said, you'd been there a few times, tested it out, and probably got a sense of what it was going to be like, at least to, you know, kind of putt on the green and hit into the screen and all of that. But was there anything about actually playing last night against the other team that surprised you at all?
You know what? The thing that surprised me is after watching the first couple weeks, I didn't understand, like, why wasn't there more chatter between the players, like them sort of like, you know, the thing that I if we were playing around the golf together, you know, whether you're playing with your buddies or we're out there playing right now, like, I'd be like, you know, trash talking a little bit. Like, that's just fun. That's what you do with your buddies when you're having a good time, if it's, whether it's, you know, a weekend round or whatever. And so I didn't know why there wasn't, you know, a little trash talking going back and forth between the players. And come to find out, the way our earpieces work, we can only hear a couple people in them. And if we had an open earpiece the entire time, then all the noise from the music and the fans and everything just sort of gets really crazy in the ear. So it's a little bit tougher to talk within, you know, between the players, unless you're really close. So that's something that was, I guess, eye-opening to me, because that's something I wanted to do, is sort of trash talk the other team. And so hopefully we can figure out a way to do that a little bit more. But, yeah, that was something that was just I wasn't expecting.
Well, congrats on the inaugural win. We enjoyed watching it, and thanks for the time today.
Appreciate it, Bill.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, guys.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.